Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Francia McCormack signing in. It's been a minute since I have gotten on air, and I thought I would take the time to say hello. I have been tweeting again and occasionally blogging, and but mostly I've been in the land of motherhood. I have two girls, and they keep me pretty busy, so today was all about Girl Scouts and selling cookies and going to meetings and all that fun stuff. I felt like it would be a good time to check in and just speak a little bit about what's been going on in America these days. Right now, we're in the middle of the primaries, and we're watching Donald Trump take over the Republican Party, and it has a lot of people feeling a lot of fear and anxiety over hate speech and negativity and dividing America into section by section. So there's a lot of animosity in the air these days. But there are people who are trying to be unifiers and trying to bring about ideas that make people come together as one country, as one people. But their voices are sort of drowned out and behind a lot of the hate rhetoric and the phobias people have against other races and cultures. I think what I want to say is that there is a place that we once were where, but it's hard to look back on that because of America's history with so much segregation and resources being marginalized for so many people, living in a marginalized society where people do not get the jobs and the resources that everyone should have an opportunity to get. So we're living in a time where after the recession, people have been slow to work, even though the numbers say that people are working again. But people are having a hard time finding work in their chosen field, what they went to school for or what they certified in. There's a disconnect with people feeling jobs are being lost to international markets, and there's a reason that there's so many people feeling discontented. But there is a sense, if leaders could build on this, that we're all in it together, that we can try to strive for a unifying force against programs and legislation that decrease the number of jobs in America as they get filtered into other economies. You know, there's so much we could do to look at our brothers and sisters and say, I hear you, I feel your pain, I know similar pain. And there's this idea that America is losing its greatness, and that's something that Trump has been saying often, and to the disheartening reality that, well, that's your opinion. America still has so much potential for greatness, and is still great just because we are a diverse society, and that's what makes us great. And I feel sorry for people who are so busy feeling so much hate in their hearts that they can't look at their neighbors that are Muslim or Black or Latino as people who are also a part of society, a part of the puzzle, part of the community. As a Black woman, I look and I see my children growing up in a world where there's striation and there's differences of opinions. Of course, there will always be differences of opinions, but I just pray that they will have some more unity working together as young adults when they do get to that age, when they become voting adults, that do start to work together. Because I see right now people are forming these polar opposites and having a hard time finding commonality. But I think there's more commonality than we realize, because we all have families, we all work, we all play, we all have our faith, or maybe not. Sometimes many of us don't have faith, but we all have binding love for our families and ourselves and our children. And I think it's time we start acknowledging this commonality, that we're all just trying to just get through the day, pay the bills, get a little relaxation at the end of the day, a little productivity during the day. We're all looking for, striving for more knowledge. So there's something to be said about looking at each other as people, as Americans. And all I can say is that I just pray that we don't go down this chasm that we've been going down, this divide. It's so unhealthy for our nation. And I just really pray that we find unifying forces amongst all of the rhetoric that can bring people back together. And even if we're on separate sides of the aisle, one Republican, one Democrat, and independents thrown in there, even with all of that said, we all still have each other, even though it feels like we don't sometimes because of people's negative perception of who we are. And we just have to prove differently. We have to prove them wrong, that we're a greater nation than that. Anyway, that's my two cents on that. I hope you enjoyed listening to me. I know it's been a long time since I've made a podcast, a very long time. But I'm going to try to do it every occasion, just like on occasion I blog, and on occasion you can catch my blog at Harlem Mama www.blogspot.com, and you can catch my Twitter feed at Speak Harlem Mama. And that's about it. I'm going to wrap this up, and I hope we can have future discussions, and maybe one day I'll grow to understand this medium better and actually have guests and have conversations. And but till then, let's just remember that we are a beautiful nation that has so much potential to show the world how great we can be, but we have to work together. And that's it for now. Signing out.